then I'll do my best.
Sure.
So, yeah. So I think, Raju, what did you have on your list? The main thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, I started working on the draft for the hot storage.
Okay.
You know, paper, I take a first pass at it. I still need another day or so to work on it, so I was going to work on it tonight.
Sure.
And then I'll just hand off to Swami whatever I have. Part of it was that I couldn't find, so I know you guys were hosting the repo, but I couldn't find any of the login information, so I ended up just going off a draft I currently have in a local directory. So I was hoping to just kind of at least get a little organized with respect to where the primary repo was.
Okay. So, I think Leo can help you with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Send me what you have, and I guess I can send you back the information. Yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever you guys want to do is fine. I just want to let you know that. And so, yeah, so what I'll do is I'll work on it tonight, and I was kind of following the same theme that we talked about last week, Raju.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I just kind of looked at the overall structure, and then I'm just slowly going through the sections. Since, you know, it's about 5 pages versus the original 12, I'm mostly, you know, deleting a lot of stuff, but I'm trying to just keep and organize things along the roughly the theme we talked about last time. So
yeah,
so that's what I'll try to do. Yeah,
I think the theme that or the general outline that you had in mind last time was very good. If we can do as much of it as possible, I think we'll be in good shape. One thing which I think what you're suggesting is that you're going to do the first round of revisions, and then Swami will follow up with something, and then maybe I can take a look at it, and Leo can as well. If we do a few revisions, we'll also be able to identify parts that we could potentially summarize better, and parts to highlight and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. So the main thing is, I'll do a pass today, and I'll get done with my pass by sometime tomorrow. The main reason I was going to hand it off to Swami is because I'm going to be traveling on Thursday, but I'm totally okay if you guys take the pass right after me. It's more that if you need any of the content I generated, you know, I'll make sure Swami has it while I'm not reachable. So.
Okay.
I think it would be very important for us to define exactly what experiments we want to add. The reason why I'm saying this is that the experiments with RabbitDB and RocksDB, they take a lot of time. To my surprise, in the case of RocksDB, I was trying to run an experiment with multi-threads, and one of them took 23 hours, over 23 hours one experiment. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's way too long, and if I do make a mistake for whatever reason, I have to start over, and
yeah.
It's just
yeah.
Too long.
Yeah.
So maybe point well taken. I'm kind of hopeful that I guess ideally it would be good if we can just put in data you already have, right? And limit the number of experiments you have to do.
Okay.
In general. But that might not be possible depending on, you know?
Right.
So what I was starting to structure the part was that, you know, what we could say is, you know, like we said last week, you know, there's a lot of KV stores that have been written, you know, many of them are, you know, employing this, you know, kind of writing a log structure in user space or some kind of a compaction process in user space. And, you know, use some of your initial results with LevelDB to highlight, you know, look how inefficient this appears to be. And then based on that, we can say, okay, now when we can bring in some of the existing and direct KV content that says, okay, now if we were to try to leverage the FTL, then what might that look like? And, you know, and what capabilities are going to be surfaced? What would you have to do in user space? And then, you know, and then we can point out there, you know, something we didn't have the last time, which is that you still need to build a DRAM cache, you know,
mm-hmm.
in user space. So we can put in your DRAM cache content there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it seemed to me that, you know, we could have, you know, let me at least describe maybe like 3 sets of experiments, and I'm not sure if all of them are needed, and I think you have them all already. The one thing is to say, okay, bare bones performance, you know, how do they do? much data gets written to the flash, and how do they do, and here's the comparison. And then the third is, you know, how much DRAM do you consume for every, you know, unit of performance that you deliver? And you had some results earlier, Leo, where you showed that, you know, NVMe KV with even a smaller cache can outperform level DB with a larger cache. So you can actually, you know, emphasize that data point to show that you can actually do more with less DRAM. So I think if we make all three of those points, that should be a pretty good evaluation for this kind of paper. What do you think, Raju?
Yeah, I think this is very good. I'm wondering about the initial motivation experiment that you had in mind, Misha, which is to motivate this KV store that is integrated with how the FTL works. I remember last time we had this motivation based on write amplification, right, which is primary as well as auxiliary write amplification, and I'm just wondering what kind of, if we have a nice initial motivation chart, then that might help the paper a lot.
I agree, and I think I was kind of thinking that the data that Leo sent out last week that we reviewed,
mm-hmm.
that would be a fairly compelling motivation, because he, you know, so you had essentially three sets of data, right? You had, you know, kind of the user, the application workload wrote 1 gigabyte worth of KV pairs,
mm-hmm.
and then here's how much got written under level DB under the various file systems. And so if even if you don't put the NVMe KV data there, I think that shows very clearly that, you know, the that the 1 gigabyte of data written by the customer or the user of the app translated into anywhere from 7 to 10 gigs of data written just coming into the flash device.
Yeah, and this is mainly for an update or write or populate intensive workload.
Yeah, this is a write intensive
workload.
Yeah.
Write intensive workload. Okay. So I guess one improvement that I can think of is if we can have some, I don't know what kind of motivation we can present using read-based experiments. Is there any argument there that we can make to motivate NVMe KV for reads as well? So let's say random reads.
So, I don't know how LevelDB works well enough to, you know, comment. So, NVMe KV was designed to have one flash I/O per read, you know, unless there was a collision, but then the collision cache that's in the latest code helps with that. And so, in that way, as far as reads are concerned, NVMe KV has the lowest, you know, read flash I/O to read ratio you can have. Now, if LevelDB has some number that's higher, then yes, we can use it to motivate. I don't know what LevelDB will do. Leo, do you know?
No, and I'm puzzled by some of the results that I'm looking at the Mixture benchmarks. Because, for instance, I noticed that when I do sequential reads, I issue a number of sequential reads, and then I repeat the same experiment again right after that one, I get different performance.
It's probably better?
It's, if I remember correctly, it was worse.
Mm-hmm.
If it's better...
In a
Mixture benchmark, you specify what operations you want to perform, right? They say, I want to do sequential reads, asynchronous, then synchronous. I want to perform updates, and then sequential reads and random reads. And they have some notes saying why you should have do sequential read twice in a row. Apparently, reading it's modifying the internal organization of the data. I don't know based on what. And I do see a difference in performance. So
reading is also writing, you mean?
Well, I do see different performance. I don't know what's going on when you read. I don't have enough understanding of it to say, oh, this is what's happening. But I do see a different performance when I do a sequential upgrade followed by another sequential upgrade.
Yeah. It would be, I'm thinking, I mean, this is an idealistic motivation chart, right? If we have both read and write amplification, and we do not have data for primary write amplification inside the flash, but we'll have this, you know, whatever auxiliary amplification that's going on both for reads and writes, and we can show it for LevelDB and RocksDB and NVMKV. That could potentially motivate.
I think it could potentially do the re-amplification too. It's about the same thing. It's just that I have to do it while I'm running a very intensive workload.
Yeah, you just do the stats.
Right. And I'm assuming that in LevelDB you won't have that such a good ratio because you have to consult these index tables to see in which level the data, the most up-to-date version of your data is and all that.
And can we get that info? We can, I guess we can get that for any workload including YCSB, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one possibility, is to use YCSB even for motivation. And but present only amplification data.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
And then
I think the motivation section can focus only on the amplification data using LevelDB as an example. And I think, what I was thinking, Raju, is I remember that your original auxiliary write amp, comment was made based on the SILT paper.
Mm-hmm.
So we can reference that and say, yeah, look, this is not the only, some of the authors of these other KV stores have mentioned this amplification issue also.
Yeah.
So that way, we have our own data, but since our data is exclusively LevelDB, people might think, okay, no, this is a LevelDB issue you're fixing.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So you can say, no, but it's not just a LevelDB issue. These other references talk about it also.
Right. Go ahead, Nisha.
No, go ahead, please.
No, I wanted to ask you a question about the motivation chart. So the write amp and the read amp for YCSB, how long do you think that would take? Let's say we cannot run that with RocksDB, right? We can only do the LevelDB one version with YCSB.
But to do the retest, I'm not sure because the last result that I sent, I just remember that I reduced the size of the working set significantly because it was taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest number that I sent with the different file systems, that was only using 1 GB.
But do you have the amplification data there?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I do. So I could try to run the same thing for rates because they have they have workloads that are 95% reads,
100%
writes, something like that, or maybe 50-50. But I don't know if it makes sense to do such a small working set, because now these are reads, it's possible that most of them are going to be cached.
Yeah.
So in the case of reads,
we'll have to make the working set larger.
It's possible that we have to make it larger. And I know that for the large one, I think just for Bulimic database takes a little bit over an hour.
Mm.
So I figure.
So it's not on. It's not too long.
It's not as long as this new ones. Yes, I think in a day I should be able to get. Enough experimental points.
I guess we can talk about the details
of
that motivation chart after the call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Nisha, I think at least the initial plan for the paper sounds good. If you want us to take a pass or want me to take a pass after you're done, that's fine. Or Swami wants to do it, that's fine too. Either way works for us.
Yeah.
In the meanwhile,
Maybe the best thing is after I take a pass, it might be good for us to just hand it to you guys so that you can, take a pass on it before it takes, kind of make sure that, you take a pass on it when it's very, very early stages.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can morph it a bit, and then Swami can do more final touch kind of thing.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. And I'll work with Leo to come up with the motivation chart, and And your initial plan for the experiments also looked good. And I think you talked about three things, which is just performance with YCSB and maybe with the micro benchmarks. You'll have two sets of workloads. Perhaps you could fit it in one chart.
Mm-hmm.
And for each of those, how much data was, I mean, maybe the amplification.
Right. So,
or how much data got written, depending on the workload. And there's the other thing about how much memory is being consumed. Right?
No, if I remember correctly, it was basically performance evaluation, but varying the size of the cache.
Mm-hmm.
To prove that with the direct AV, even using less cache, you can outperform level AV.
Mm-hmm.
Nisha, I wanted to point out quickly that I don't have all the results yet, but I don't see a significant performance improvement on RocksDB over LevelDB.
I think that's to be expected. That was the entire intent of RocksDB.
No, the thing is that I don't think such a great difference.
You don't see a difference.
So you are not seeing a difference.
No, I see a difference mainly in sequential writes that are not synchronous. Everywhere else, it's not that big of a difference.
Wow. Like I said, I think you may be the first person outside of Facebook to benchmark it. So I know that the claim at Facebook was that it's substantially faster, and that was the intent of its creation. Now, if you put out some numbers, you know, I mean, I think it's the new cool thing out there, and so if we can contrast against it, I think it'll make the paper very valuable, you know, regardless of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
It'll add to the hotness of the paper for sure. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that works for me. I'm going to need to run, Raju, but I'll finish my version of it by tomorrow or so, and I'll make sure Swami can get it to you.
Okay.
And I'll also have Swami to set up some time for you guys to sync up on Thursday, and then I'm going to be basically in and out of airports, but I'll try to call in if I can. Otherwise, you know, please go ahead and I'll catch up later.
Okay, sounds good.
And we can hand over the, you know, the draft to you around, you know, tomorrow night or Thursday, and that way you guys can take a pass while it's early.
Okay, sounds
cool.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And by the way, congratulations. Your son is adorable. Are you getting any sleep?
Thanks. Yeah, it's a little less than before, but it's not as bad as the first one.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. So, cool. Well, congratulations again, and I'll talk with you guys soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a safe trip.
Bye.